human.
No.
A human.
A human.
A human.
You'll scare him away.
Let the poor man drink at least.
What arms though?
Splendid shoulders.
Splendid lips.
Thighs.
Oh, the way he lips up
so hard.
So eagerly.
Really makes you think.
Oh, please. Everything makes you think.
Is there a thing that hasn't make you think?
Try.
Drool over his nose hair, I dare you.
Oh, I can see that. You know, when you go down on a man,
something really, really well, and he tries to keep his head up to see the better. His chin pressed to his heaving chest, and then he just loses it and throws his head back.
No.
His brow kneaded, his nostrils flaming.
I give up on you. You're hopeless.
Oh, come on. Like you don't think about it this time. He looks really good for a mortal.
Just look at him.
Just look
at him.
I bet he doesn't know we are here watching.
Or he crouched more.
Gracefully.
Like there is a graceful way to lean down to the water.
Look at all the skins. Are they making him carry water for the whole party? Bossing such a nice lad around like that.
Just me.
Men. I love it how they carry water with those funny little skins.
Yeah.
More like a keepsake, rather than something you'd want to drink.
The way it must taste out of that.
What's that even?
Sheep's stomach.
Worse.
Bladder.
I mean, we have mud and slime here too.
Ah, oh, but compared to that, our water is sweeter than...
Let's have him.
I think we rather ought to.
Just be cool. Don't ruin it.
You remember the trick.
Don't show him your tail.
Show him your breasts.
Not you.
You shall just freak him out.
What?
A girl cannot have a few scales here and there.
That's cool.
Sorry, darling. I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know I love your scales.
It's just that with those humans, you never know what will pull them off.
Hey, looks like he wants to take a dip too.
Ooh, better and better. We won't even have to lure him into the water.
Come on,
be a dear,
and drop that loincloth.
Come on.
I would tell you that nobody's watching, but we so are.
That's why I ask.
Come on.
I mean, I've seen bigger, but this one just looks so
handsome.
Hello there.
Handsome.
Hey,
handsome.
Hello. Yes,
you.
Yes, you. Is there another stunning, strapping stud around here?
We've been watching you.
And we really like what we see.
Normally,
we're not this fluid, but we'll make an exception for you.
you are too gorgeous.
Like my sisters. Half sisters.
Actually, by name only. Nothing weird. I understand that we've just met you. But what say you to having some fun here with us? We don't see many of your kind around. Which is really sad, because we happen to find your lot absolutely delicious. It's so good to you. And I'm sure that such a strong lad as yourself will keep us at least for a week before we go hungry from that again. Please, we were going to bathe anyways. Just get in the water with us and we'll see how it goes.
We'd make it worth your while.
Please. How often do you hear a dozen of beautiful, wet, naked maidens beg for the touch of a strong hand?
Wait, I want to look some more.
Dear darling, turn around. I could lick him all over.
Me too.
And more.
Dips on the neck.
You're being stupid. We've all shared.
There will be some for everyone.
Ah, oh, young man.
You
make me flow. You really get my water running. And I don't even know your name. You know that we can breathe underwater.
Yeah.
Maybe that we can make and suck underwater too.
Come here. It's deeper. You need to freshen up, right?
The water is clear here.
Yeah. A bit too cold near the bottom, perhaps.
We'll keep you warm. Stay here long enough, and our little lake will boil.
Hey, you promised to share.
I need to,
do you know?
Me too.
All right, fine. Have it. Hey, what did I do?
Handsome, where are you going?
Handsome, where are you going?
Come on, it was just a tiny bite.
Where are you
Come
going?
Come on.
Nice going, sister. I told you like a million times. Smother first, then bite.
He's so stupid.
He won't get anywhere near the water now. Good job.
He's not gone yet.
Still has all those skills to pick up.
I don't think he's going right back to their camp with that hard on.
Handsome, think. There's no rush.
Handsome,
it's all right. All right. That was a mistake on her part.
We'll spank her for your viewing pleasure. For that. If you want it.
Do you?
Spank her where she doesn't have an ass.
Shh.
Please, don't go just.
Seems like we've reached an impasse. You clearly are. Very aroused. And you need to get off. We, all cards on the table, really want to feed. I say we help each other out. I mean, you come. It's still food,
right? You are
coming from a human.
Good point.
So, I say you can stay where you are.
We'll put a little show for you. Inspiration.
But when you come, we get to swallow it all.
Don't make us call our cousins, the dryads.
They will want their share too.
Are you absolutely sure that you don't want us closer? Mm. We are nice for the most part. Mm.
We could be good too. Imagine what you could be telling your friends about us.
Everybody would be so jealous.
Wait.
I mean, you can still tell.
Right. Let's make up a story for him. Meanwhile, begin, young man. If you want to, you can stroke my tail first to get your hands all nice and slippery. Still scared? Gods! Spit them!
Come on, mom.
Get it really, really good. What might have been? I was going to suggest that you should forget about us and just do what your mum would do to make yourself feel good. But I think that having 20 hungry, naked water nymphs practically drinking in every move of your fingers actually enhances the experience.
Ooh, look at them. They're drooling.
What a shame you just had to jump out of the water like that.
You could not be fucking a fist.
You could have any of us, all of us. Look, look at that. Aren't we lovely? Aren't we lovely? What they could be doing to us. Maybe you'll be back here with us.
Shame.
You like being watched, darling. You like it, huh?
Yes, you do.
Yes, you do.
So you do.
Show us how you like it. Relieve your desperate need.
Please
have mercy on poor water maidens.
We are so hungry. Ravenous. As desperate as you.
No,
make
more.
It drop.
Make.
You cannot control your body, can you?
You surely cannot. It must be aching. So
you're naughty human, aren't you?
Naughty and excited.
So excited.
You cannot resist us. You are captivated. Be wild, wrong, like an animal. Don't hold back. Let yourself go.
You enjoy to behold like that.
A joy to listen to. So lost in love.
Will it also help if we play with each other a bit as you want?
Yeah. Good. Come here, sister. We promised him a show. Hold her arms for me. I'd like to take good care of her breasts.
All right. But only if you do the same for me.
You mean the holding thing?
Or the pinching and the sucking?
I want everything.
Mine by me.
Can I join?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's welcome.
Suck your finger, sister. I would like that too.
So, that's what you will be telling your friends. I got to this lake, and there was a score of water nymphs bathing and playing, splash, love, kissing, combing their hair and fondling each other's breasts. Don't stop, darling.
Harder.
Harder. Look at me. Oh, no, look at me. Me. Obviously, when they saw a handsome young man such as yourself, they were just hypnotized. They had to have you. So first you plunged into this cool, clear water. Those names were all over you. Delicate hands everywhere. Fingers running along your jawline. Tickling your neck. Massaging your small fingers knotted in your hair. Turning your hand for a kiss. So many hungry lips. So many skillful tongues. All yours. Smells. The body's gliding. Cool, soft breaths. Weightless underwater. Sighs. Gasps. And mouths. And you. You lured them out of the water onto the flowers. They all bent over, spreading their legs.
Legs, we don't have any legs.
Right. And you took your pick, fingering and groping them one by one. Giving nice hard slaps as they gasped, giggled and begged.
Pick me, pick me.
I'd be such a good girl for you then. The six nymphs you picked crawled towards you on their hands and knees with a mouth open and begged you to come down their throats. The brightest eyes, all prettiest red lips stretched, breasts barely covered with nothing but those wet golden locks, burning bright under the setting sun. And then you finally had mercy on those poor hungry creatures and fed them your groin. And they swallowed it whole, taking turns one after another. And while one of them was sucking, you put your thumbs in the mouths, and those who didn't get anything out kept whimpering and begging for them to be lost.
Share next.
Work that thing, darling. Oh, yeah. Come on. Spill it. Share the joy. You know you want to. Good job, young man. Good job, young man. I mean, we're still very hungry. But that's something. And you didn't just abandon us, too. So nice of you. Now pick up your water skins. Run along. And brag. They won't believe him. No, they will not. I think not. Not a chance. Not a chance. They will just laugh and say something about overcompensation. Or, yeah, like gods are that kind.
Poor man.
Poor thing. And the worst part is that the story is even true, where it matters. Pretty lake. Check. Hungry naked maidens? Check.
begging. Check. Come swallowing. Hello. Check.
Too bad.
Yeah. I could give him a lock of my hair.
Sister, be a dear. Bite it off for me.
My pleasure. There, take it.
Fine. I'll just hang it on the branch.
Here. You cannot miss it. Bright as gold. He could have gotten that hair anywhere. It's still warm below him.
I know what will convince them. He should have a hickey on his neck. Like a seal.
Come here, Dad. Buck up. You don't have to get into the water.
Look. We shall all gather on the opposite side of the lake and send forth only one. The youngest. Just lean in a bit and she'll kiss you.
Do you want your friends to laugh at you? And point? And call you a pathetic liar?
Well then,
come on, come on, come on.
Close yet. I won't bite, I swear.
It's just a hickey.
Come on, a few more steps.
I can't believe you bought it. You looked so small. Shame. Mm-hmm.